The Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, or GLIFWIC, has 20 wardens that patrol land once ceded by the Chippewa tribes in three states. 13 of those wardens work in Wisconsin. They're responsible for watching after Native Americans who hunt and fish off-reservation. But the commission's Jim Zorn says they often end up doing more.
Car accidents, heart attacks, delivering babies. You know, we've done it all.
But GLIFWIC officers are not offered the same types of protections as a state warden. Black River Falls Republican Terry Musser wants to change that.
There is a very good question whether, under state law, they can even go armed in uniform in a marked patrol vehicle. This calls into question just about every aspect of their work, and that just doesn't make sense.
A proposal Musser helped draft would spell out these rights, including when GLIFWIC officers can make arrests. It would also provide that if wardens are assaulted, they could charge their attackers with the same tough penalties as state police officers. Chief Warden Fred Malson says it will clear up any confusion when his officers are approaching people who might be breaking the law.
One thing that we were trained to do is to have our mind on the job, not things that can hinder us. And by having this bill passed, it can help us so we can do a better job and concentrate on what my officers and I can do.
A state Senate panel is currently considering the plan. It already cleared an assembly committee on a unanimous vote. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.